Okay, beginning of the Maimon, yeah? Hayeshevet Baganim, those who sit in the... These are the last two Pesukim Mishir Hashirim. I actually looked them up, yeah? Hayeshevet Baganim, those who sit in the gardens, Chaveire Makshivim Lekeirich Hashmiyini, while you're in Gan Eden, there are Chaveirim listening to your voices, and they want to hear what you have to say. And then it says, Brach Doidi, run away from where you are, Al Horipsum. And that mashmos is that Ganim is a nice madrege. But even though Ganim is a nice madrege, brach lacha, you want to run away from Ganim. Why do you want to run away from Ganim? Because you want to run al harib samim. So the Rebbe says, Ganim goes on Gan Eden, which is mamalek alam. And Ganim, which is mamalek alam, and a shaleba erech lower than save of kalaman. Alachas kama vakama lower than atzmusam rules. And therefore, you begin by saying Hayeshev es baganim, which goes in Gan Eden, Chaveidim Makshivim Lokeil Hashmini, and then you go, you say Brach Loif Avek, run away from Gan Eden, because Elam Haba, Elam Atchia, it's Shalei Berachai than Gan Eden. And later on in the Maimed, on page Ayin Beis, that means in Sifches, he explains what Hori B'Samim is. He says Hori B'Samim is Shamayim. And Shamayim is Makifim. Shamayim is like Seiv of Kalaman. Horeb B'Samim is even higher than Seiv of Kalaman. So in other words, he wants to say that B'Samim by itself, which is Asis Shamayim, goes on Seiv of Kalaman. Horeb B'Samim means like a Heid Ha'or on a mountain, on top of a mountain, like Shmeya Shamayim, this goes on Atzmus. That's what he says. Now, what's the question in this Maimit? Does anybody know? The Kasha in this Maimit is a very simple one. If Mamala Kalaman and Sebev Kalaman are so far apart, and if we're not even dealing with Mamali and Sebev Kalaman, we're dealing with Ganeid, which is Mamala Kalaman, and El Mahaba, which is even higher than Sebev Kalaman, why put them together? Why say, Hezachan, you're starting off, in other words, the second to the last Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, or the Kapitel Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Hayeshevet Baganim, Chaveirim, Makshivim, Lekeil HaShmi'ini. You start off in Ganeid. And Pasuk Yidal, which is the very last Pasuk, says, Brach Lecha, but Brach Lecha. It's just, you know, when you, if I can't, you could ask the question all the way around. Brach, to run away from one place, run to another place, shows on an Erech. Now, but then it's the kind of an Erech of Brichem. This is one level. The other level is so much higher that you're going to escape from it to go to the other place. But why Bechlal put Ganim and Hori B'Samim together if Malak Alam and Sevek Alam are so far apart? They're completely far apart. They have nothing to do with one another. And the Rebbe says in Siv Dalet, and I want you to look inside, that the reason they go together is, I'm sorry, the beginning of Siv Hei, Omnom im hayois, even though, Sha'agili de Gan Eden, hu be'ein areich la'agili de liyasid, even though the revelation of Gan Eden is incomparably less than the revelation of Lost and Lovey. Vaharaya, there's a bricha, brach lecha from level to level. Afapake, nevertheless, hagili de Gan Eden uagdomo. First is Gan Eden. And only after you have Gan Eden, you come to Elam HaMetchia. Or to say it in more close cases, first there is Giluyim. And only after you have Giluyim can you reach Atzmos. And it's hagdomo, shal yodei dafke magiyim la gili de yosef. You want to reach Atzmos, Hagil Dil Yasa, to go through first Gan Eden, Giluyim. Kanal B'Chelsa Maimon, it's in the beginning of the Maimon. So this Maimon never really spells it out as a question. You know, there's no Kasha and Teretz. But the Kasha of this Maimon is, if it's true that Mamali and Seviv are so far apart, why even put them together and explain B'rach Lecha? And the Teretz is, you have to first go through Mamala Kalaman, only afterwards can you reach Seviv Kalaman. And the question, I don't understand it. Why? Why do you have to first go through Mamala Kalaman, then reach Seviv Kalaman, if Mamala Kalaman is Shleberech? That's the Kasha. Just skip it. Just don't even bother putting them in the same world. Okay? So what did the Rebbe do in the last year, which was Sunday night? He brought two shittas, fine. And his real issue was, that we discussed in the shita of last time, was to show not how the shittas are different for Keter, the shittas are the same. And what does the sameness of the two shittas tell us? Ramallah Kalaman and Sefer Kalaman and Shalei Berech. Ramallah Kalaman is not really Dveikus. It's Dveikus Adi Hefzik. And Sefer Kalaman is managed with Noga Bayat Tzimtzum. Noga Bayat Tzimtzum means that the Tzimtzum is not Lagabe De'er, the Tzimtzum is not Lagabe De'er. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And a big Arichis, right? at least we made it into a big Arichas. And the big Arichas was saying, in spite of the fact that there's different Shitas, and the differences in Shitas, some make Malas closer to Seviv, some make Malas further from Seviv, and so forth and so on. Some make the Tzimtzum Edition Siluk, some say, at least in theory, Tzimtzum Edition could be Miut. But the end of the story is, Lekula Alma, Mamalakalma, Sevakalma, Shalei Be'erach, Mamalakalma, Lekula Alma has to go through a Bekir, and it comes in the Shini Mehus, what he calls Shaitis in the Maimir, Chuti Akir, Dikir, Mazlo, called Dveikus. She'ene Bechin is Dveikus Mamish, because the Dveikus are the Hefzik, Mashen can save a call. In other words, in the last Shir, if you get to the end of the discussion, what we want to take from a weed Shmu is in Pedig Beis and Pedig Gimel, as it relates to the Maimed as a whole, it's the Ein Arech of Mamalek Olam and Sefer. You cannot compare Mamalek Olam and Sefer, which only enhances the question. If Mamalek Olam and Sefer Kalaman are so far apart, if Mamalek Olam and Sefer Kalaman are so far apart, then why even mention them together and indicate a Brachlach? Why Bechlal say they have a Shachas to one another? Now let me tell you something, okay? If you'll take a look, for example, in Ha'ara 55, he's mitzayin to lechol tichla that are not. And the emes is in the third chelik of Ayin Beis, you have this barich, this gedoyla as well. It's not a new sugya. It's not a new sugya. I mean, I'll give you the language of Ranat. Lechol tichla, the last time the hemshech harashon Ranat. The Rebbe Rashab asks the question in that maimir, why when Mashiach comes, why in El Matchia are you going to need to have a neshama? Why in El Matchia are you going to have Gilim? There's going to be Gili Atzmus. Gili Atzmus is Mishachas al Aguf. Guf is higher than neshama b'sharsh, of course. When you Magal Atzmus, Giluyim becomes secondary. Who needs a neshama? Why do we say, Asa Lovi, you're going to have a Guf, and forget the Guf is going to be higher than the neshama? Like the famous Lush from the Rebbe Marash, Ha neshama nizeinis min aguf. The guf is going to sustain the neshama, not vice versa. Correct? But why bother with the neshama? This is the kashi asks in the Choltichra not. And this question has many forms in many different places. In the second Maimon Vanat, he calls it Teir Neshama Yisrael. In the Rebbe's Maimon, in the Rebbe's Sichis, even you have in Nun Beis, the Sichis of Teildes, also speaks potatoes Neshama Yisrael. It's all the same issue. Giluyim and Atzmos. There's a fire that can Maimon. V'yem le'yinu samach ha'chedesh, but look at Chelik Hei. It's a Beis Yir Maimon, which I suppose in the new series, it's Malukat Gimel, where the Rebbe talks about Guf and Neshama. And in all of the Maimarim, they tell you the same thing. Well, the Maimarim says as follows. Of course, Guf is higher than Neshama. Guf is higher than Neshama. Guf is Atzmus, Neshama is Giluyim. Mitzvah Sar Atzmus, Teir is Giluyim. But Atzmus is by itself in a state of Etzem, it's a state of Helam. Atzmus by itself is in a state of Helam. The Eibishter wants two things. Or he wants two things which are really four things. He wants to have Atzmus. And he wants that Atzmus should be Begilui. And he also wants that in Giluyim you should have Milas Atzmus. Or to say it in different words, you have the Guf, what's the Guf? Smila? Atav Chaton. This is the maimed of Maluka Chelik Hei, the Vayem Aleyenu Samach HaChedesh, Bezir. The Guf is Ma'alat HaVachatonu. The Nesham is Ma'ale is B'ni B'chayni Yisro. Like having our Pasha Shmeis. Yeah? So the Guf is Ma'ale is higher than the Nesham is Ma'ale. Because the Nesham the Eibishter likes, because the Nesham is exactly like the Eibishter. The Guf, the Eibishter, it's on Pechira Chavshis. The Rebbe says like this. He wants that in the Guf there should be the Ma'ale of B'ni B'chayni Yisro. And in the neshama, there should be the atzmius of Atav Chaton. Why do you have to have la'asad love? Guf and neshama, because it's not the pshat, the neshama is a stepping stone to guf. And once you get to reveal ma'asa guf, who needs the neshama anymore? The Eibish doesn't simply want atzmus. He wants gili ha'atzmus. And he wants atzmus to be begili. And he wants that gili should have ma'ilas ha'atzmus. He wants everything. I'm giving you several sources. Bekadet to the last maimon in Roshana Ranat, Hara 55. The second maimon in Ranat talks about Teira and Neshama Yisrael. The Rebbe has it Nun Beis Teildes, Neshama Yisrael and Teira. The Sicha about El Teildes Neich and El Teildes Yitzchak. And the Rebbe's Maimir, Melukat Chelik Hay, and the old Melukat, and I guess it's Melukat Chelik Gimel, the new Melukat, it's a base year Maimir, Mochr Chedish. I forgot what year it is. And he speaks over there, Gufa Neshoma. La'asad Lavi of Gilia Atmos, but that you want that Gilia Atmos should be Begili. So why? Neshama La'asad Lavi, because the Neshama is going to make that the Guf should not only be Megala Atmos, but that Atmos should be in a state of Gili. And Farket, that the Neshama, which is by itself only Giluyim, should acquire Ma'az Atmos. You have this in 101 Maimurim. Maybe that's a guzla, but it's not an uncommon sugya. There's only one problem with it. It doesn't make any sense. If you don't have to understand, it's gvaldik. I remember once Ayid Vasafashteir called me up. I remember laying in bed, and they started spewing my makedas. I was mitzayin dayim beis, and he looked through every one of my makedas, and he called me back and said, "Listen, yes, it's true that all of the places you sent me to talks about giloyim and atzmos, but there's no hezber. There's no explanation. Giluyim is a limitation. Atzmos has no limitations." But because Atmos has no limitations, Atmos can't be expressed. How can you express something that's unexpressible? How can you put into something which has a limited definition, Atmos of Eibishter? How do you make Giluyim into Atmos of Giluyim? It's like apples and oranges. It doesn't make any sense. You understand the question? I have this in so many Maimonim. Well, here you have a Maimon, which is typical. Same sugya. And really, again, I didn't look up the Samach Vov. I guess after the shir, I'll go look it up. But I'm willing to bet that's exactly what happens in the Samach Vov. The shaila is, why did the Pasuk have to say, Brach Lecha, run away from the Malakam to save a Kalaman? Who needs the Malakam? The Teretz is, because the Asad Lavi, you want Taka Atmos, and you want Atmos to be Begili. But how can Atmos be Begili? Atmos is Gili or Hofchim. Giluyim means limitation. Atmos means the truth. How are you going to make the truth limited and it should still be the truth? And the Faker Teifin is noch shverer. How are you going to make Giluyim, which have a personality and a definition and a mahus and a tzir, a keli for Atmos and Sofer? It doesn't make any sense. Let me just repeat what I just did, okay? This maimon has a kasha. The kasha is, why do the last two psukim and Rashidim give the impression that the only way to get to Atmos is to go through the Giluyim? The only way you get to save a claim is to go through a Malak Kalam. It's so Shalei Be'erech. Cancel it. Skip it. And I am telling you, look at all of my modern, which you have here in the footnotes, order 55, and Oyit Kama Mekemis. The answer to this question, which is brought in so many my modern, is because you don't only want that La'os Lover, there should be Atzmos, Guf, that you want Atzmos should be in a state of Gilui, Neshama. And you want that the neshama, which is limited to giluyim and to personality, should somehow be a keli for atzmos sensei. This teretz that I just gave you is not the teretz of this maimon. It's standard fare. This is the typical hezber to this inyan. And this is not a new sugya. You have it in kama v'kama maimonim and chasidus. I think there's also maimon samachaya, nazioshen maimon, yisrei maimon, or a b'shalach, which speaks the same inyan. It's a very common inyan in chasidus. Teir and Neshama, Yisrael, Gufa and Neshama, Mitzvahs and Teir, it's all the same sugya. And the Maimonim explain it. And when you finish learning the Mama, you scratch your head and say, I just don't understand it. Atmos are Gili or Hafchim, you know, by saying that you're going to put them next to each other, going to influence one another, just doesn't make any sense. Until you get to this Maimon. Because this Maimon says, Achidush Nifla. Moidendik. Can I tell you for sure it's never been said? I cannot tell you for sure it's never been said. But there's a few shuras in this maimir. I showed it to you at the end of last year. Sof Sivhei, which are moidendik averted, which, again, I've never seen them before in Chassidus. And it really answers the question. It mamish answers the question. In other words, after you learn this maimah properly, you should be able to understand at least a little bit that when the Rabbeim say that L'asad Lovid is not only going to be Atmos, but that Atmos is going to be in a state of Gilui, and Giluyim are going to be a Keli for Atmos, it's not Stam Verter. What does it say in this maimah? The maimah starts a very nice, very benign, and this is all the oisis from the Samach Vov. from the Rebbe Rashab's mind. That is Havaya, Havaya, Pasat Haim, Abig Havaya. In other words, there's Sebel Kalaman and the Ramallah Kalaman, and between them there's a Psik. That Psik is Tzimtzum Harishon. Right? We knew that already. What's he being Mechadish? Oh, I'll explain it to you. Havaya and Havaya, the Psik is like Havaya and Havaya and Elokeinu. In Krishna, Shema Yisrael, Havaya, Elokeinu, Havaya, Echad. Havaya, Elokeinu, Havaya. So the first Havaya is Lifnei HaTzimtzum, Seib of Kolavim. The second Havaya is L'Hachar HaTzimtzum. And then between them you have Elokeinu. Now exactly what is accomplished by first saying Havaya, Havaya, Pasa Tama Beg Havaya, and then saying, oh, you don't understand? I'll explain it. Havaya, Havaya, and Elokeinu in the middle. What? You know, by using more words, by giving more mishalim, you don't understand it better. You just sound smart, or you sound bucky. What's the Rebbe doing here? There's a very yesodis dikechap here. The chap is, it doesn't say Hashem Elokim Havaya, it says Hashem Elokeinu Havaya. And people don't know this, but there's an incredible difference between Elokim and Elokeinu. On the top of page Samach Tes, it says, the Elokeinu who had Tzimtzum, three lines in the top, in Havaya Le'ela, in Havaya Delatata, u'mevayir b'hamaymer, the mashakosav Elokeinu, b'in beiz Hashem es Havaya, the Elokeinu, mashen ken Elokim. Yeah? Elokim with midas adin. Elokeinu with midas adin, but there's a very, very big difference. What's the difference? Elokeinu yesh b'hatoy elechas del rachma. Okay?
Two of us are
Yeah, lifnei atzimtzum, lachar atzimtzum. Fine. So he starts off with the pasuk time of begavai. There's a psik between. Like, who cares? So what? So he shifts. Havaya lekeinu, havaya. The key point that's being presented in this is that it says lekeinu. The shame of the Eibishter, which is an allusion to tzimtzum rishon, is not a lekim. It's a lekeinu. What's the difference? Elokim means Tzimtzum and Helam, concealment. Elokeinu means my personal God. Elokashalonu. Elokeinu doesn't mean Tzimtzum. Elokeinu means mein eigener God. Kumei Elokei Avraham, like it says in Tanya Berek Mavav. My personal God. My personal God is not a Tzimtzum. My personal God is mine personally. So he says in Sif Zahei that this is but then you go to the Sif Vav, and Sif Vav he bechlau takes it to the next level. How does Sif Vav begin? Then when you say Elokeinu, and what does Elokeinu mean? Not Elokim, Loshen Tzimtzum, but my God, that the Elokeinu Shem Avaya. Does that? In Sif, hey, he says, Elokeinu is Hatoy Lechaz Del Rachmim. In Sif Vav, in the beginning, it says even more, Elokeinu is Havaya. Mervadeh, and Havaya, Shebekol Echad Vechad Miyisrael, Chelek Havayami. My personal Havaya. In other words, Hashem, Elokeinu, Havaya is like Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. What's the Rebbe getting at? What is the Rebbe getting at? Now, God should forgive me. But I want to say a word. You all understand this ministry of word. I'm thinking. And I'm permitting myself to think out loud. You guys have come across, I would imagine, you had this in Shariada, for the middle of that, but you had it in some of also, I think. Two concepts in Cheshach. You familiar with this? Two ideas of Cheshach, huh?
Two slots, man.
Right. Where? It's brought in Sefer Chakira, two sheetahs in Cheshach, right? One sheetah is that Cheshach is heder ha'er, darkness is a lack of light. And the second sheet is Pukvaket, Cheshach is Yosha, Cheshach Sisri, and Cheshach is Helam Ha'atzmi, the highest in Yonah. And amongst Chokrim, Jewish philosophers, in other words, non-mystics, they argue what is Cheshach. Is there such a thing, really the question, is such a thing as nothing? Or is it a non-thing? Is it a thing of nothing? And of course, Chassidus says they're both true. There's cheshek which is head of head, which is nothing. And there's cheshek which is lamayla mehed. I am proposing, and take it for what it's worth, that the difference between elakim and elakenu is elakim means cheshek lashon hellam vehesta, block. Elakenu was also a cheshek. But it's not a cheshek of nothing. It's a cheshek of the Eibishter himself, hellam atzmi. So, we talk about pre-tzimtzum, post-tzimtzum, tzimtzum. Elakim is choshech lashon heder ha'ed, dark. Elakenu is how Atmos is in a state of darkness higher than revelation.
It's an entity.
Huh?
It's an entity.
It's a transcendent entity. It's a beyond everything. I mean, Tzimtzum would be Shlila and Kelim would be a Metzias. Leinogabay Tzimtzum Klal. Perhaps. Just listen. So what's the difference if I said Hashem Elekim Hashem and Hashem Elekeinu Hashem? If we said Hashem Elekim Hashem, it means Hezachayim. Hezachayim, they were saved of Kolam, right? There was Eretz Shlifnei Tzimtzum, which is Dveikus Mamish and Elekus, Beli Tnua, and the whole Shturim, Igulim, and the Shaykhis, the Kelim, and so forth, yeah? Then you have Elakim. What's Elakim? Black, darkness, and interruption. Ibadais. After Elakim, you have Havaya. What's this Havaya? In the beginning, it's Vekus Mamish, it's Bekia, it's Shaitis, it's Mischalik, it's Mislabish Bekalim, according to some sheet, it has the Tziyud, and so forth and so on. This Havaya and this Havaya are so different because in between you have a Cheshach. Zog the Rebbe, but that's a wrong Pshat and Tzimtzum Rishon. That's not the Pshat and Tzimtzum Rishon. Because if that was the correct Pshat and Tzimtzum Rishon, then Havaya, Havaya, Postak, Taima, Bagavaya, which the Zayar brings, which is compared to the Postak, Havaya, Lekenu, Havaya, wouldn't be Havaya, Lekenu, Havaya, Havaya, Lekim, Havaya. Why does it say Havaya, Lekenu, Havaya? Because I want to teach you something about Tzimtzum Rishon that you never knew. And I'm going to talk this out. I'm going to give you a hakdam. All of us have heard the sugya of tzimtzum, nagabaya tzimtzum, and lay nagabaya tzimtzum klal. Yeah, the kav is tzimtzum. Save of kalaman is nagabaya tzimtzum. Eishes harashimu kelim, and etzem avein tzav is lay nagabaya tzimtzum klal. In other words, we see the tzimtzum. What was the lashon we had before? Tnuah. Davar negdi al ha'er. Yeah? The Tzimtzum Rishon is Tnuah Hafches Minyan Agilah. Tzimtzum is the enemy of Gilui. Because Tzimtzum is the enemy of Gilui, it radically changes Gilui. Correct? So you say three madregas. There's a madreg of Tzimtzum, which is a Davar negdi al ha'er, and it's Poshet fighting with the light. So you produce Mamalak Alaman, his Chalkus, Einet Vekas Mamish, Tziur, and so forth. Save of Kalam is only Nagabaya Tzimtzum. In other words, the Gabi, the Eid is the same, the only Shulim Gabi Helam is. Save of Kalam, which is only Nagabaya Tzimtzum. So also the Tzimtzum of the Dov and Negdi, but if you will, he's not such a big enemy because they're not really engaged in a fight. Correct? Mashayin Kain, Rishimu, Mokarakel. And Etzim, Avedin Tzav. Will we say Le Nagabaya Tzimtzum Kalam? Oh. Lay nagabaya tzimtzum klal. Oh, this is gvaldik. Kalim are God. Why? Lay nagabaya tzimtzum klal. There's no dove neg del oir. Kacha filu kalim are keich nelem. And a keich nivdal. But there was no fight. There was no dove negdi to the mitzias a kalim through tzimtzum edition. So it remains as it was kalim a tzimtzum. Etzim of eating itself is also is oir. It's even gilui. But it's higher than gilui and bepeil. There's a godliness in this world which was not affected by the Tzimtzum whatsoever, so it exists in the Eifen of Elokus Pepshitos, it exists as the Tzimtzum didn't touch it at all. This is standard fare. This is in a lot of my morning. Kumda the Rebbe again, it took off a vildenayas. What happened by Tzimtzum edition? The Eibish took away the Geluyim. I'm sorry for being dramatic. What happened by Tzimtzum Rishon? The Eibush took away the Giluyim. What happened by Tzimtzum Rishon? The Eibush took away Giluyim. And there was a gilui of atzmas. Order 32, please. Va'adaraba hamoyru bezgalos. Tzimtzum harishen, which we always see, and we saw it on the previous page in order 21, is adover negdi aloyr. And it's the enemy of oyr. And therefore, the more the oyr is touched by the tzimtzum, the more the oyr is changed and affected and compromised by the tzimtzum. But wait a minute. That's one side of the coin. One side of the coin is the tzimtzum as adover negdi aloyr. Or to use our oisius, if we're going to look at tzimtzum as choshech, which is hedder oyr, choshech is the enemy of tzimtzum edition. But there's another choshech. There's a whole nother choshech. In other words, there's a whole nother event that happens at tzimtzum edition. And again, I could be wrong, but the Rabbeim before the Rebbe never spoke about this, as far as I know. And that is that only at the moment of tzimtzum edition was there a gili of atzmas. You know why? Because there was no oyr. Oyr is a steed at the atzmas. Sun's light doesn't let you see the sun. Take away the light, you can see atzmas. So, something completely new emerges in our Havana of Tzimtzum Edition. Or if I may use my own language, and God should forgive me for this, I am proposing that in Tzimtzum Edition there are two things. There's a Lakim and a Lakenu. Choshech, which is Hader Ha'ir, and Choshech, which is Lamaylam in Ha'ir. Elakim, Choshech, which is Hader Ha'ir, is what the Rebbe called in last Shia Dove Negdi Ha'ir. There is darkness, that's the enemy of light. Darkness, which is the enemy of light, the more they engage, the worse it is. Mabalik Alam suffers the most from Tzimtzum Edition, because Tzimtzum Edition fights with him. Sevev Kalaman suffers less from Tzimtzum Edition, because Tzimtzum Edition doesn't bother it so much. Atmos of Eidin Sof doesn't suffer b'chlav from Tzimtzum Edition, because Tzimtzum Edition doesn't bother him at all. But there's something else going on here. And the other thing that's going on here is the only time the Eibishter himself, Helam Atmi, Moir, was b'hizgalus when you remove the Eid. And you know what happens now? Now everything happens exactly faked. The more an Eid was touched by Tzimtzum Edition, the more it has a shaykhis to atzmas. Not the more it was touched by Tzimtzum Edition, the worse off it is. The more it was touched by Tzimtzum Edition, the better off it is. Because what is Tzimtzum Edition? Gili of atzmas. Not the hisalmus of air. Not dover negdi al air. That's true too. There's an elakim in Tzimtzum Edition. There's a chayshach which is heder air. But there's also an elakenu. And in as much as the Elokeinu is concerned, Tzimtzum Edition has taken away the light so that you can see God. And therefore, the more you, let me say, whichever level of light we're dealing with, is affected by the Tzimtzum, the more you are touched by God. So Mamala Kalaman is now better than Sevev Kalaman, not worse. Mamala Kalaman is affected more severely by the Tzimtzum, which is Dovah Negdile. But for the same token, it's more touched by the Gili of Atzmus, which has to do with Tzimtzum Edition, because Tzimtzum Edition has a greater effect on it. Save of Kalaman. It wasn't that severely affected in the negative respect, in the first idea of Tzimtzum, of a negdi aloyer. But male, it's not as positively affected by the second unit of Tzimtzum Edition, which is Gili Atzmus. Let's read the words inside. The end of Sif Hey, six lines from the end of the Sif, is a bracket. Ki. Look inside. Ki b'atzimtzum shabederach siluk dafk. Now we have tzimtzum b'derach siluk. Now boys, we always thought that tzimtzum b'derach siluk was for the sake of Caleb. We always thought tzimtzum b'derach siluk was that the light is going to have to fight with the yod and come in a shini amahus, right? We thought that tzimtzum b'derach siluk was all for the sake of Eschalkos. Those are all negatives. We want to make Helam v'Hester. We want to make a Lekim. Choshech l'shen heder ha'oyer. Make a Tzimtzum. Let the light fight its way through Dov v'Negdi ha'oyer. It's going to come in a Shini ha'mahus. It's going to be Shaita. It's going to be Enid Vekas Mamish. All the things which are l'chesreinus. So the Rebbe Nein Mizgalo ha'etzem. You know why Tzimtzum Rishon was Siluk? Forget about Kalim. Forget about Malak Alaman. Because Tzimtzum Rishon was Misalek, all of the Giluyim. So Ayid could see Atzmas and Hus. Shalamayla me'ageda de Gilui Eiris. V'helim kelim. It's not only higher than it's higher than kelim. Says the Rebbe v'lachin. Anayis. Ayadei ha-tzimtzum b'derach siluk nasa achibu de kelim v'eiris. Tzimtzum harishen accomplished the gilu of elekeinu. Not just elekim. We're not talking about what happens after the tzimtzum harishen. We're talking about the moment of tzimtzum harishen. What's elekeinu? So in Sif Dahe he calls it Hatoya lechesed rachma. In Savav he calls it Chelek Havaya Ame, the Havaya of Yidden.
So Cheshech makes it even stronger.
That's right. Cheshech is stronger. Kumtais, that the Eibishah took away the Eir, was Megala Atzmus, and the Gile of Atzmus gave a Koyach to be Mechaber opposites. Tzimtzum Harishon gave a Koyach to Mechaber opposites. In other words, what does Tzimtzum Harishon do to Kalim? What is the standard answer to that question? What does Tzimtzum Harishon do to Kalim? What the standard answer to that question is? Nothing. Leinogabaya Tzimtzum Klal. It allowed the Kalim to emerge, but it didn't change the Kalim. It changed the Kalim's disposition. You take away the Kalim becomes a Matthias. But Tzimtzum Harishon is not affecting the Kalim. Why not? Because if Tzimtzum Harishon affects the Kalim, that's a bad thing. Says the Rebbe Bamed Var Mamurim, if you're looking at the Tzimtzum Harishon in terms of Elokim. But if you're looking at Tzimtzum Harishon in terms of Elokeinu, Tzimtzum Harishon is not taking away Oyer. Tzimtzum Harishon is being Megala Atzmus. Atzmus! Hamoyru Bezgalus. At the Megala Atzmus, you have to remove Giluyim. You know what Tzimtzum Harishon is doing to Kalim? He's giving Kalim a Koyach of Atzmus. In other words, there's two things you have to know about Kalim. Number one, they know by a Tzimtzum Klal. And number two, the Tzimtzum changed Kalim completely because at the moment of Tzimtzum, there was no Giluyim, so Kalim got Koyach Atzmus. Mamish! Now wait. What's the take? So of that, Dr. Chibur, the Kalim v'Yeris. The ability to bring together Kalim and Yeris, which are two opposites, even Mamala Kalaman, has to do with the moment of Tzimtzum Harishon. Because the moment of Tzimtzum Harishon, there was a Gilei of Elokeinu. Not only Elokim, Elokeinu. There was a Gilei of Atzmus. In other words, Kalim gained from the Tzimtzum Harishon itself, because Tzimtzum Harishon itself has an infinite Gilei of Atzmus itself. Says the Rebbe, V'Aldeh Zogam Negele Lakav. The Malik Kalam and gain some Tzimtzum Harishon. The idea is Shem Shechasam and Sefer Day Tzimtzum Aderech Siluk. Since the Malik Kalam is touched by Tzimtzum Harishon. Now, in the last Shiur, we called again, assuming that my double dipping here is correct. In as much as Tzimtzum Harishon is Elokim, as much as Tzimtzum Harishon is Davar Negdi Aloyer, the Malik Kalam suffers the most. It's changed mamish by the Tzimtzum. Correct. Now they were introducing another dimension to Tzimtzum Harishon. And what's the second dimension of Tzimtzum Harishon? That the Elokeinu. What's the Elokeinu? Your Gilui of Atzmos, which is only facilitated by the removal of Ein Sof. Kum Tachoi is that Mamala Kalama now is a Keich of Atzmos, which save if Kalaman doesn't have. Since Mamala Kalaman was tortured by the Tzimtzum Harishon, in other words, the negative part of Tzimtzum Harishon. Dova negdi ala eir affects Mamalka more than anything else. But there's also the positive event of Tzimtzum Harishon. The gilei of Elokeinu. Cheshech shel ma'ala meir. Atzmus. Kum tachoyis that in Mamalka Lamin you have a koyach, which doesn't exist in save of Klamin. A koyach that comes from Atzmus and Hus, which is revealed only at the moment of Tzimtzum Harishon, not before. So if somebody tells you Malik Kalaman is Lord and Savior of Kalaman, for the reasons we said earlier, it's only Shaitas, Eidei Bechinas Vekas Mamish, it comes by Eschalkas, it's Mislabish Bekalim, that's a half a story. The other half of the story is that because Malik Kalaman was affected by Tzimtzum Harishon, Davke Malik Kalaman has Keach Atzmos. Ayedei Zen Nasa Be'efen, it affects the Leirak Shalei Yizbatel. Mamali Kalaman, boys, Mamali Kalaman Kav gets a koyach that when you're going to shine, save of Kalaman into Mamali Kalaman, not only won't save of Kalaman not destroy Mamali Kalaman, El Yaseid Mizu, Shal Yodei Davke Yia Gilead in Tov. You want to be Megala, the ungileable. You want to be Megala, save of Kalaman. You want to be Megala, Malik Kalaman, Atzmus. The Malakam. How could Malakam and Megala Atzmus? Right? Let's go back to the beginning of the shir. How could neshama be megala guf? How could teri be megala mitzvahs? How could giluim be megala atzmus? And the tenets is because neshama, giluim, and teri were affected by tzimtzum edition. And tzimtzum edition is not only alekenu, it's also not only alekim, it's also alekenu. Kum tochais that in giluim you have a maila that you don't have in atzmus that makes giluim the proper memutze to make atzmus into giluim. It hurt. But I don't want you only to hurt. I want you to look inside the ma'amid and say, I didn't make this up. Hislapshus is tzimtzum. This is not hislapshus. This is a chibur of hafchim. Gvul is a keli for bli gvul because in gvul you have a keach, which is higher than both. Where are you reading? How far up? Say, and that also has to do with atzmos. He says two inyan. First of all, that because of the gili atzmos, sai kelim can be makabel er and sai er can be mislabish and keli. But look after the bracket, the last three lines. Al der ezo benegei leir akav. Look, the kav memalaklam becomes the lid. Actually, is batla the hila. So if I save of kalamin, el yaseinu medusha yada yagila deinso. So he's saying two in yonim. The fact that tzimtzum edition is a lakenu and a gilu of atzmos allows Eid and keli to come together, and it allows memali and seifah to come together.
Isn't Eid seifah gilu of atzmos?
It's seifah of kalamin. Fine, but the Hayyad Sefer Kalam is Atzmos. He later on page IMB speaks both in Yon.
So you could change over here and Sefer Atzmos over here?
But you're pushing me.
What were Kalam before this Gila Atzmos?
The answer to your question is they had no Shaykhs to one another. They existed near one another and had no Shaykhs. There's no connection. A Guf and a Neshama are meant for each other. The idea that the Guf and the Neshama meant for each other is the result of the moment of Tzimtzum Edition. Before Tzimtzum Edition, one was totally bottled to the next, but they had no connection. The idea that they could meet and merge is the event of Tzimtzum Edition.
Tzimtzum Edition having two things?
Yeah. In other words, if I am correct, is the Elakim of Tzimtzum Edition is the Elakim of Tzimtzum Edition. There's the Cheshech, which is head-to-head, Dover Neg, the Elakim of Tzimtzum Edition. And then there's the Elakim, which is Megala Atzmos. What's a Nafkim in it? In the negative aspect, the biggest loser from some edition is a Malakalam. In the positive aspect, the biggest winner is a Malakalam. I'm asking you, who gains more from a Lakenu? Kalim or Eidam Mamali? I don't know. Kalim are not touched by the Tzimtzum. They're just present by the Tzimtzum. Malakalam is affected by it. I'm wondering, Ken Zayn, that Malakalam is even more profoundly influenced by a Lakenu than Kalim. But I'm just, as they say in Yeshivish, hacking. Go ahead. Now you understand they are good. Does the teretz? Does the teretz? The kasha, our maimon has a kasha.
So why do you begin to say that?
Vav sich nish mit sevav kalaman, do me a favor. First understand it and then you'll throw it in the garbage. Sevav kalaman is a gili vatzmus himself. It's not. I'm not going to answer you. I don't want to go there, but. It's not such a. In many contexts, Sevav is like Atzmos. Rav Zechlish per Sevav Kolam. Okay? So the Maim is started with a Kasha. The Kasha is if Mamali and Sevav are so far apart, as indicated by our initial concept of Tzimtzum Edition, which we talked about in the Shir of Sunday night, why even bother with the Barach Lecha? Why say Hayishev is Baganim Nishom instead of Gan Eden, which is only Mamal Kalam and only Giluim? And they say Brach Lachal Harib Samim. Skip it. Is the Teretz du verstehst nicht? The Eibish doesn't only want Atzmus. He wants Atzmus to be Begilui. And the Gilui of Atzmus has to do Mamal Kalam. How could Mamal Kalam affect Gilui of Atzmus? The Teretz is because Mamal Kalam went through Tzimtzum Edition. That on one level, Tzimtzum Edition is a lekim, davenek yelaed, and fights it to Malakalam and it changes it. But there's another event of Tzimtzum Edition, and that's a lekenu. And in as much as Elokeinu is concerned, Mamala Kalaman is empowered by Tzimtzum Edition. Mamala Kalaman is now stronger than Sevev Kalaman, and perhaps even stronger than Atzmus, that it's able to make Atzmus into Gilui. So the Maimon Taka says, Brach Lecha. Sevev Kalaman and Atzmus are much higher than Mamala Kalaman, but he says, first of all, go to Gan Eden. Start with Gan Eden. Because in the Tzimtzum of Gan Eden, you have Behelem Elokeinu. And visiting Gan Eden makes you a Kehle that your Liyosad love it should be in the Mamad the Matzav of Gilui. Look at the bottom of Sif Ches. Four lines in the end of the painting. V'kivon shahasevev u'mikol shekein ha'atmos heim l'mayla megilum. Sevev kalaman is higher than Gilui. And for sure, Atmos is higher than Gilui. Lochein Gilui shalahem. If the Ebishter doesn't only want that Liyosad love it, there should be Atmos and Sevev. He wants two Havchiyim. He wants that La'asad Lavi, Atmos, and Seviv should be in the Maimed, the Matzav of Gilui. Who are the Agdima Samamali? Shemeh began Eden. Shinyon Eder Amali or Gilui. Velachin al Yodei Davki. Mamali has the Keach. That, listen to these words. Gam ho an Yonim Shemitzad Atma Mimeged Der Helim Nimshachim Begilui. Things that by themselves are in a state of Helim now come Begilui. How could that be? How could a small little weakling make Atzmos into Gilui? And the Tanit says that small little weakling has been affected by Elokeinu. The Siddur of Ein Sof was Megala Atzmos, Hamoidu Bezgalos. So Sevev Kalaman has a mile over Sevev, Mamala Kalaman has a mile over Sevev Kalaman, has a mile of Lecheinu even over the infant Atzmos, then therefore it's able to be Megala. So in many Maimorim, they bring this Sugya, but in this Maimor, explain it. Which leads us to a couple of interesting provocations, interesting chaps. What's higher, Teda mitzvahs? Obviously mitzvahs, yeah. Mitzvahs, Atmos, Teda's Giluyim. Yeah, we have to Teda for. Teda gets you Ganegi. Mitzvahs gets you Atmos. Kum tachoyis. The Teda's like Mamala Kalam. In other words, Teda is less than mitzvahs, right? It's taka higher than seichel, which is why it's an answer to the depression that comes from the hisbondenus that he spoke about in Sif Vav, which I conveniently skipped. But it's only rotzen shalamayla miachochma that's mislabish b'chochma. Moshein came mitzvahs, it's rotzen atzmi which can't mislabish b'chochma at all. But the very fact that Teda is giluyim means that through Teda, the Atmos of mitzvahs could be in the state of Gili. Why? Why? Because Teda was affected by the same Tzimtzum Edition. In other words, if you will, that Rebbe is saying in this moment, I'm moedin dekemaila in Teda over mitzvahs. And that is that Teda was touched by the Elokeinu of Tzimtzum Edition. That although Teda is only Giluyim, and Giluyim is only lower than Atmos, and the Giluyim of Teda are going to get you only to Mamala Kalalman, but the Giluyim of Teda and only the Mamala Kalalman have within them the Keach HaAtmos of the Elokeinu of Tzimtzum Edition to make the Atmos of Mitzvahs that it should be in a state of Gilui. Now the Rebbe doesn't say this in the Maimon, but that's Lachel Davona. Sif, Beikir Sif Ches. Wait, we'll get to Sif Ches in a minute. Gan Eden is mezgal and shomas apnimiyas for the kushon hamata. Gilu they didn't solve them shachadei on mitzvahs. Ain't kleinikai. Mitzvahs are higher than Teda, but for the same reason. And the Teda doesn't simply say hezachai and lasad love you can have atzmos for mitzvahs, but says brach lecha. Start with the malik kalam, which will bring you to save of kalam. And what is he saying? Then the malik kalam does a keich atzmos, which allows for atzmos to be in the mamad of gili. Kum tochais that Teda now has a mile over mitzvahs, even in as much as mitzvahs are atzmos, because since Teda was there at the moment of Tzimtzum Edition, and it was affected not just by Elokim by Elokeinu, which is nitiel lechesul zarachmim and it's havaya of Yisrael, it has the ability to make the atzmos of mitzvahs in the mamad of gili. And in Sif Tes, there's something even crazier. Malachim. That's Sif Tes. We need Malachim. Why do we need Malachim? Because our Yiddishkeit by ourselves is Bishtas and Punt Peseder. Right? Right? Malachim come along, they take a Torah mitzvahs, they mevada them, they raise them up, and the Rebbe, of course, adds, since Malachim help us out, they gain as well. Hashmini. Chaveidim, makshivim, lokeilech, hashmini, zeifadidinech. Right? So what are Malachim? Malachim are creations of the Rebishter that deal with the limited giluyim of the kavanah of our mitzvahs, which need to have an aliyah, not the atzmus, because the atzmus is going to be nizgala leyosed love. Right? What are the last words of the maimed? He says, "Achshav gam ach reishim zachem megan neden etzma mitzvah ene mei begilah rak horabel vad erem bemalik alam." By days that yosel gil etzma mitzvah gilah seviv ulamayla yeisir hari besamim gil pshitas atzmus. Who affects the gili of bemalik alam? Malach. If we're understanding a maimer correctly, daf min zogen, that malachim have a maile. What's malachim's maile? That they are able to prepare giluyim, to bring a maile in atmos, because they, like the giluyim themselves, are affected by the elokeinu of tzimtzum rishon. Not just the elokim of tzimtzum rishon, but the elokeinu of tzimtzum rishon. And that's a very, the Rebbe does, again, this is not clear in the maimer, but it's l'chayde inferred, it's implicit. You're saying now, malachim have a mile of atmos. What's the malachim's mile of atmos? That they're limited. And that they're busy fixing our limited giluyim. And they're busy fixing a limited giluyim to make them a hachshara, that lost the love, they should be megala atmos. Kum tachayis, that they have a shaykhus to that atmos. The atmos of elokeinu. Yeah, right. And Gan Eden is the realm of the Malachim. Malachim prepared the Giluyim in Gan Eden, and that laws of love will be Gili Ha'atzmus. So the Malachim have a Shaykhah to the Giluyim in Gan Eden. Now, according to this Maimon, the Giluyim in Gan Eden were affected by Tzimtzum Rishon's Elokeinu, not just Elokim. Yeah, Telekeinu.
How?
They're fixing, helping us. If they're helping us, they must be able to help us. And the nature of the help that they give us is that they prepare our giluyim to be a keli, to be megala atzmus liyosed lovi. That's the preparation that they provide.
Okay.